navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me for part two of this trial skills series on opening statements. I'm really excited. I love opening statements. I love talking about opening statements, and I'm looking forward to getting into it with you all. A few things before we get to it. First, I just want to talk a little bit about the Academy. One of the great things that we're doing is giving free CLE, and there's been a decision to hopefully maintain that as far into the future as we can see at the moment. But we would ask that if you have been attending a lot of CLEs and getting benefits and you're not a member, to seriously consider joining. Individual memberships are $250. You get a $50 discount already because you're in the CLE. So it'll be $200, and you're certainly going to get your money's worth. And by being a member, it helps our organization to do all the good work we're doing to make things better in our profession, in the legal industry. And once you become a member, you can get on our committees, you can be involved, and you could avail yourself of certain members-only events and fun things to do. So think about that. We do great things here at the Academy, and continuing on with working together as a community, that's the best way to do it. Now, we are doing part two today. We've already done part one last month on jury selection. So hopefully you are with me for part one. If you missed it, it is on demand on the Academy's website, and it is also available on the mentoresq.com website by video or audio. You can also get credit through it on the Mentor ESQ website. And it's also available on the podcast for the Mentor ESQ, which you can get anywhere that you get your podcast. So check it out there. Now, let's talk about opening statements. Opening statements, the reason I love it so much is it's your first shot at the jury. It's your first chance to make an impression, to make your mark before the jury, your client, the judge, your adversary, and really to set the tone for the trial ahead, whether it's going to be a one-day trial, a one-week or two-week or a six-week trial. First impressions count. I know you probably heard that before in everything that you're doing, and never more so than in a trial. First impressions count, and you want to get off to a good start, and you want to set the stage for a great trial for yourself and for your client. And the way you do that is by preparing and presenting. Those are the two things you want to think about in an opening statement: preparation and presentation. If you've seen any of my CLEs before, you know my mantra is preparation, 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 and inform your client. And no more is it imperative that you prepare than before an opening statement. And I'm excited that I can help you through the CLE today to prepare and to present your opening statement. Now, after jury selection, where it's the first time all the potential jurors see you, get a sense of you, it's really the openings when they're really curious. They've heard a little bit in jury selection about the plaintiff's case, the defense case, or the prosecutor in the criminal defense case. And, you know, they want to know, you know, what have you got? All right, you were saying a lot of stuff in jury selection. You know, we're not sure about this, but we're really curious. They're fresh, okay? They haven't been showing up every day dragging to the same trial they've been doing for days on end and listening to you and the judge and the witnesses. They haven't gotten into that routine yet. So they're alert. They're probably the freshest you're going to get them through most of the trial. So you want to take advantage of that as well. It's also the chance for you to really get the jury to start looking at the case the way you want them to look. I like to say, if you want them to see pink, you've got to give them a pink lens at the opening statement. You've got to give them the lens, the framework, point them the way that you want them to see your case. And I'm going to explain this a little bit more as we get into it today. So for opening statement, think about it for a moment from the juror's perspective. They've heard the lawyer's posturing and jury selection. They've shown up, they've been sworn in, they're serious about their job as a juror. They're sitting there in the jury box. It's kind of like I equate it to a new movie. You go to the theater, you got your popcorn, you've read some previews,